provided not only an alternative to the Jew, but on the surface at least provided a superior culture. And that's why there grew such a great and strong Hellenistic movement within the Jewish people. That's why Greek became the dominant language of the Jews. So therefore, in order for us to understand this, we have to know a little about the Greeks. Now, we're not going to have a course here in Greek history or Greek culture, but we have to know a little about the Greeks. And we also have to know the basic rule of Jewish history that I've mentioned many times, and that is that Jewish history does not happen in a vacuum. It isn't that this is what happened to the Jews. Jewish history happens in the backdrop of what happens to the whole world. The Jews play a disproportionate part in the story, but it's not only our story, it's the story of the entire world. And the Rabbon Shalom's Hashgocha Kaviyochel is visible in the behavior of the world towards the Jews or the Jews towards the world. But it's not just the story of the Jewish people. And a third point, the Jewish people always play for high stakes. We don't fool around with little countries. The Jewish people are always opposed by major empires. That's our partners in the story. And that's been true for Jewish history from its inception till today. The state of Israel is not threatened by the Cameroons. They are threatened by Russia. They are threatened by the Arab Empire. And it has always historically been that way. So we have to create, therefore, a major force in history, a major empire, and that's what the Greeks are going to be. Now, the only thing wrong with the Greeks is that they lived in Greece, which, as romantic as it sounds and everything, is really not a place that you can do much with. It's a country that is divided by mountains. It has a it is a country that never can be one country because it is so physically divided. Rivers, mountains, impassable mountains. And therefore the Greek tribes who lived in Greece for almost 500 years never were able to put together a united force, a united government. And they grew up as separate city-states, the most famous of which who are known to us is Athens, Sparta, Thebes, Thessaly, Macedonia. Those are all separate states. And most of the time they didn't like each other. Most of the time they were at war with each other. And therefore you could not unify them. However, in spite of their lack of unity, they were able to form a common culture. And the common culture is what the Western world calls the Hellenistic culture or the Greek culture. And I'd like to spend a few minutes describing that culture because you will see immediately why it appeals to the Jews. The Gemara says, a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, where did the study of philosophy in the world begin? You know, philosophy is to try and explain life logically. That's an overstatement, but that basically is what philosophy is about. So you know the rule that philosophy is like sleeping in a bed with a blanket that is a little too short. So something is always sticking out. That's the problem with philosophy also. There has never been invented a philosophy that answers all the problems. Something is always sticking out. There's always a kasha at the end that is never answered. But in our time, philosophy has declined. We're more interested in technology. We're more interested in the how than in the why. And therefore, we send our children to advanced schools of education at which they will never be required.